Big up
Who else,
Spice.
but not telling, who else do you know? Like, she, when I look at her, I'm saying this is the ultimate boss chick.
She's the boss.
She is, because then she have our clothing line, Gracie Noir, and then she have our show up on YouTube. You know, our show Spice It Up on
Yes, lashes
YouTube.
and hair.
And then she have our hair, lashes, and makeup. Hey.
Good morning.
Wagwan.
They ain't charging. Tell me something.
How we get that new clock to daddy?
I wish calling that a money in a party.
Why am I alone of them style there?
Well, are you excited for today's episode?
I'm very excited. This is something that is so near and dear to us because,
You've seen the effects,
exactly.
and it's pretty
We've
dope.
seen it. I know. So what are we talking about today, Miss Yen?
Well, Red Robin, since you want to call it an
Okay,
Instagram name, you got
Miss Yen.
Seafood Apollo. Well, thank you for tuning in to Foreign AF with your co-host Yannick.
And this is Robin.
And today we're going to be talking about how Jamaica influenced the world.
Wow, heavy topic. It's heavy.
I want you to dive into the first one.
Yeah, sure. So, I mean, there are a couple of ways that we think that Jamaica has influenced the world, and one of those are our language. I think that I've pretty much gotten this question a lot, like, do you guys speak Jamaican? You know, but really and truly, our language is a dialect of English, Patois. And Patois has influenced this world in just so many ways, in terms of like Ebonics and dialect and how people speak or how people have spoken. So, for example, I know y'all have heard it in London or in Canada, Toronto, and people, you know, when them say, the man them there, or the man them there over there, so big man ting, big man ting.
Yeah, me and the big man thing, girl.
Yeah, big man
My
ting.
man's not hot.
Yeah,
Your
man's not
man's
hot. Two plus two is four. Yes, but like our language is just so rich and diverse, and I feel like this is why, you know, them seat.
want it.
I want it. Yeah, them seat and them say, no, for them talk. So me want talk like that too.
We have a buzz.
Ah,
The
right, up like seven, we up
flavor
there. You
up
know, so the
there.
London and the Canadian Ebonics and the Toronto. I know this guy, he's like a soccer influencer. And so when he come on him and him talk about like soccer and them something them, I say, yeah, the man them there, the man them over there, so there, and the man them do this and bear things, bagger things, this things, all the things.
Right.
Yes, I want them people. I
Ting on ting, ting
want
on
them
ting.
man, hey, thing and thing. Oh, what did that man, yeah, man? I mean, it sounds weird, but that's how we get to, how we get them from. So,
Yeah, and
where
Drake
we
is a
them get it
very
from?
mainstream artist that do that too.
Girl,
But I was be
don't
like,
even get me
Drake, you
started.
are not Jamaican, knock it off. But you know what I always tell people? I'm like, look, Drake do more for Jamaica than I have. So if you want talk and talk, make him do it. Because Drake build schools and stuff in Jamaica. A lot of people don't know that. He doesn't really talk about it a lot, but he actually do a lot of charity work out there. So he definitely have my approval. Speak where you want to speak, yeah, Drake.
And all right, take what you want, take. So what
Yeah, say I'm giving more schools.
want
Y'all worried about birthing bags, I'm worried about schools.
to Let me tell you, my issue originally with Drake, I said originally, is just the fact that like we said, it's kind of like I felt like it was cultural appropriation, low key. You know how we talk, I mean, Americans talk about how white people take like braids or, you know, them take like big booty, big lips and not really give credit to it. that's cultural appropriation. It's kind of the same, but the thing with Drake is he is friends with PopCon. If y'all don't know PopCon, that's one of the best artists in the world.
Yes, one of.
One of. Uh-huh. Yeah. And so I feel like, sometimes I feel like his stuff is kind of authentic. And he does give credit to our culture. Always. And he's also giving back. Uh-huh. So, but at the beginning, my issue was like, dang, he really thinks he is Jamaican. Like, he really thinks that he is Jamaican. And then you have DJ Khaled.
Oh, he's another one.
Another one. Yeah, with him come down. And it's just...
You can't tell DJ Khaled nothing either. He think he's Jamaican too.
He does think he's Jamaican. He does. And I'm, you know what? At this point, I'm okay with it. Because now my country's on the map. It's on the forefront. Everybody has... I mean, it was on the map before. It was, yes, on the forefront before, but they're just bringing light to the good parts of Jamaica, and I absolutely love it. Yeah. But I don't like the song. You hear the song with DJ Khaled sing with
Buju?
Yeah, with Buju and a couple other people. I don't like that song.
You didn't like it?
I don't like it. No.
Why?
It just don't make no sense.
I don't remember it, but I think when it just came out, that, you know, I definitely checked it out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember.
But we did listen to it because Buju on there. Yeah. And a couple other peoples were on there as well. But they're the people that brought artists like PopCon and other people to the forefront. PopCon was big in Jamaica. And then now when Drake come in that picture, now you have DJ Khaled want to work with him. Mm-hmm. And just a whole bunch of people want to work with him. You have people in Africa where I work with him. You have, mm-hmm, people in so and so and so. So I'm okay with that. Me, I'm all too right with it. Speaking of which, the music is also something that has influenced the world.
Yes, and some of these songs that we all love and know includes work. That's Rihanna.
However, Rihanna is Caribbean, so she kinda get a little past, you know. I'm okay with her singing it, even though her first song, Thunder Replay, Mr. DJ, come Thunder Replay, turn the music up. Yeah, I'm okay with it. I don't mind, because she's Caribbean, so it's like she grew up with the sound, she grew up with the flavor, she grew up with, you know, so.
Yeah, I kind of beg to differ. Okay. And I really think I give her a pass, because I feel like she should stay in her lane. I see her in her lane. Yes, she's from Bahamas, and I think I feel the
Barbados
same way. Yeah, same thing. I think I felt the same way with Nicki too at first, because Nicki's from Trinidad
and Tobago.
Oh, Trinidadia. Gosh. You know what, guys? After, I'm going to go look at the Caribbean map, because I don't remember these places. But yeah, when Nicki would do the same thing, I would feel some type of way. I'm like, aren't you from the Caribbean? Like, stick to your thing. But I guess, you know, Jamaica is that place.
I think what you're saying is, in Jamaica, it's predominantly reggae and dancehall. And in other countries, it's soca and whatever. So what you're saying is technically, like, stick to your soca.
Yeah, technically, they're not on a different dance with Drake than Madu. Because they're not Jamaicans. It's a whole different vibe. But like you said,
I beg to differ again. I beg to differ. Only because they are Caribbean, so they kinda have the flavor. You know? Them not too far. Like if America, Canada, UK, them far. You know what I say? For them, tradition is her hot dog and hamburger. You know what I'm saying? But in the Caribbean, it's similar. That's why I kind of give them a pass, because them not too far from me.
Yeah, well, I'm okay with it. I mean, I like island hop artists. Mm-hmm. Island hop, stop hopping. But I do love Nicki. I think she's a dope artist, and I think Rihanna is a dope artist as well, you know?
She needs to make some music, though, but...
We are waiting, Fenty.
Yeah, she needs to make some music. Coming on 5 years now, Rihanna, now, so you can't do it like that.
Yeah, I'll give you a baby, like Nicki.
What? Nasa.
You don't want that baby from her?
No.
I want a baby from her.
Rihanna look like she in her business right now. She can't.
Mm-mm. Rihanna have everything. She need to, she don't want to put out.
You must. You know, you're so like the old Jamaican grandmother day.
Yes, that's true. It's just like...
Like when you reach 26, 27, they might look by you like, so how are your pitney there?
Mm-hmm.
Where your baby father there?
You know your baby father. You know your baby father. You know that you just sang that?
You need to sit on our skin out.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
But what do you think are some of the pros and cons when it comes to, you know, artists like Drake, Rihanna, Nicki, and, you know, those other artists bring in?
I'll say this. Even though Bob Marley did the same thing. Like I said, they brought their culture to the forefront, you know? So with Drake did have one album with like three songs literally were like Caribbean, like maybe even the whole album, but like One Dance, I didn't know I'm not and then Controller.
The artist was
late. So, I think it brought our culture to the forefront. I think it brought our sound to the forefront because, you know, reggae and dance hall, it's a different sound from soca and calypso and those stuff. So I really think that that's a pro. It's just the exposure.
More exposure.
And because more people are listening to it. More people listen to Drake. More people are listening to the song. Them like it. Them body move. So now they're interested in going to the island. And that brings more tourism to our country, which is more money.
Everybody.
Exactly.
Right. Right.
So,
but the cons may include, you know, real authentic Jamaican artists out there that are struggling to really make it. Basically get filtered out. It's just harder for them because they don't have the resources. And, you know, in anything you do in this world, you have to have money and resources, you know? There's a lot of talented people out there that a lot of people don't know of just because they can't really fund their, you know, their career, their business, or their dream.
Yep.
But that doesn't mean that they're not talented, you know?
That's true.
And it goes vice versa. Sometimes it's kind of trash, but they have everything to put them out there in the forefront. And so
you
kind of just look, gravitate, to still support because it's out there, you know? Mm. And it looks nice.
Yeah, that's
it's
true. Not,
you know, quality over quantity.
That's true.
Yeah.
And I do feel, you know, kind of bad about it because we have authentic Jamaican artists who are making authentic dancehall and reggae music. And they're not getting as much screen time or as much play time as the
fake, big artists over here.
The fake Caribbean song them. And even even this. Let's look at this. Let's look at this. 90s dance hall is so... what is the word?
Rich.
It's so rich that not only did it come to America... Not only did it go to Canada and UK, these first world countries, but it also went to Africa. If you listen to the Afrobeats music that they are producing right now, a lot of them are sampled from old dancehall music. So like Burna Boy have one song and in another song it said Pass the Dutchie or Pass the Dutchie on the left hand side. Oh, no, that song. Pass the Dutchie on the left-hand side.
That's definitely.
And I was listening to the song, and I'm sitting here like, wow. It really just you know, take it and put it in a song. And a lot of his songs are sampled from 90s dancehall, or from older dancehall songs, which means I have no problem with it, because when me, I listen to it, just like the song so nice. And I'm almost appreciative of the fact that he thought of our music. I thought that our music was so good that he wanted to put it in his song. So I'm all right with it. Take it, It sound good. Me that take it too. You know?
But another condo that we didn't bring up was, you know, you know how America always have a trend for everything.
Mm.
And so, you know, I don't think you guys remember, but like a year, I don't want to say a year, actually, mm-hmm. 2 years ago or so.
Yeah.
You know, everybody was jumping on this, the dancehall beat. Mm. Like, even, I heard a lot of pop dancehall, I heard country, I heard everything. Yeah. And I was like, wow, this is so crazy.
Yeah.
And it was just like this big, big trend. And, you know, we all know what trends happen, what happens with trends.
Yeah,
you know?
They die out. They
fade out. And, you know, so sometimes it's like we get a buzz for a little bit, but then it just kind of die out.
Yeah.
And sometimes it just make it even more harder for other artists.
Exactly.
But we know in our country, it will never die out. That's us, nope. You know? But mainstream-wise, yeah, it's just like an up and down thing.
Yeah, that's true. And I would even go further to say our culture is not a trend. You can't just jump on a trend when you feel like it. And then know the trend is Afrobeats. Everybody listening to Afrobeat. Yes. So it's like them dash a dancehall to the side and I jump on the Afrobeat. Mm-hmm. Soon you're going to hear Indian music come to the forefront. Everybody.
I actually like Indian
no,
music.
No, I like it too. I like it too. No, I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of cool.
It's cute. But I'm just saying, soon you're going to have the Indian or the Middle Eastern music are coming. You know, and that's gonna be the new trend. Everybody, I jump on the Indian track.
You're right.
And then dash with Afrobeat.
I'm thinking the only Indian artist you really know is Jay Sean.
Okay.
There's nobody else.
Well, yes, you stay there. Them love make everything a trend. So we soon hear of some other Indian people.
Right. Out of nowhere. Chicken tikka masala. Ah! And the chicken tikka masala is fire. When I used to date my ex, I used to be obsessed with Indian food.
Not the chicken tikka masala.
Oh my God. But another way that, you know, Jamaica influenced the world is definitely with our food.
Oh, girl.
Oh my gosh.
Of course.
I think it is to die for.
Of course.
What would you say are main flavors include? Like, definitely spice, hot.
Spicy, jerk. Mm-hmm. Anything jerk. Matter of fact, no, them are jerk everything. Them have jerk chicken, jerk pork, jerk pasta, jerk shrimp, jerk. Oh, yes, a jerk vegetable.
Yes, guys.
Jerk cucumber.
You guys, Jamaica, you know, jerking. Actually, we only jerk chicken and pork, but you know,
jerk it's fish. Come
again with a trend, and everybody, you know, Americans jump on it and jerk everything.
Everything
like
them jerk.
Rob was saying, I haven't really tried everything that we're jerking, but I know that definitely jerk chicken was nice.
Nice, bad. And I would also go further to say, they look at the Jamaican food, you know, and then come back here and then do a little variation of it, which is fine. But then you have the outcome is stuff like Rasta pasta. What is Rasta pasta? What is that?
So you know what hurt my feelings?
What?
When I want to go to a Jamaican restaurant, mm-hmm. right? And I go there and they're saying stuff like bean and rice. I don't want that. I want rice and peas. It's a big difference, guys. It makes a big difference.
What is bean and rice?
I'm good.
Unless them I use gongo peas. You know, that is different. Yes. I mean, I take some gongo peas and some red peas, either one. But what is bean and rice?
Yes, no ma'am.
How many of sir?
No ma'am. That's how I know you're not Jamaican. You call it bean and rice. The owner is not Jamaican. No. The owner is an imposter. I mean, I want it.
Imposter. I am crying.
Well, you know, one time when I was living in LA, I remember going searching up like a Jamaican restaurant and I went down there. Man, I was low-key disappointed because they kind of Americanized Jamaican
food. Yeah. I mean, I understand why they're doing it because if you are bringing an authentic Jamaican spot to the U.S., most U.S. Uh-huh. people are, you know, that like them not eat goat. We know some people where when we say goat, they must say goat. You guys eat goat? Yeah, and it tastes good. You know, I would eat the oxtail. You know, I mean, a lot of people like oxtail, so let me not say that. But goat, our conch. My father eat conch. That's snail, by the way, guys. And a lot of people would say snail. You guys eat snail.
That's gross.
Chicken back, neck back, all of them something. We eat
chicken foot, 2 foot. Right.
We eat the chicken foot. Yeah, we eat the chicken foot. We eat every part of the chicken. And I think what they're saying is, the fact of the matter is, you can't really bring it up here if your audience is not Jamaican, or if your audience is not authentically Jamaican, because them just not gonna eat it, and you will be wasting money. So, and I understand why them do variations to fit their audience.
I understand that too, but don't tell me that I'm going to Jamaican restaurant and it's not a Jamaican restaurant. Absolutely. You know, don't you feel like you have a lot of restaurants that they cater to those crowd already? Tell me, say if me come here, me migrate, and me say, yo, I want some food. We need to expect to find the food. What are tell me never get? You know?
Yes, I want a chicken foot and curry goat.
Right.
Let them fuck
them. I'm planting. Sorry. Pineapple ginger.
Sorry.
I had some sorry the other day. It was amazing.
Yeah, I'm going to make some today. I'm going to make some.
I'm going to make some for Christmas, but I'm going to go buy some today.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to make some for Christmas. I'll make it so I'm going to ferment.
Oh, wow. I've never actually made it myself, but I'm going to do it this Christmas too.
Yeah, I made my cousin.
You liked it?
Yeah, it tastes good. But just, I didn't put any alcohol in it. I didn't put that much alcohol in it.
Mm-hmm.
It actually tastes pretty good without the alcohol.
Yeah, you don't need alcohol.
I think it tastes better without the alcohol, because then I tried it with the alcohol and it wasn't that great.
Yeah. For those of who don't know, sorrel is a popular drink.
Yeah, it's they're gonna say it's like fruitcake, but some people don't know that neither.
Yeah.
What's a holiday staple in, like, turkey for Thanksgiving?
Yeah, for sure.
But it's a drink.
Yeah, and drink for him.
It's like a celebratory drink,
mm-hmm.
I guess, in a way.
It's amazing. Try it, guys.
Let's talk about sports, because that's something that people know Jamaica for. And, you know, in Amir, Jamaica, them know, oh, you know, Usain Bolt? Mm-hmm. I know, man.
Yeah, I feel like we've made such a name for ourselves that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Remember we did track together?
Yes, I think I
was a junior, yeah, right? It was my first year doing track, and I don't think we low-key took it serious.
No, we didn't.
Yes. So when I did it, like, for my senior year, I had a good relationship with the coach, and so she was from the Caribbean as well, and she just liked that. So we like clicked, and, you know, she pushed me, and I didn't really have a lot of fast player on the team, so she was excited that I was interested. Even though she never really saw me run, but I don't know. That's probably assume like it was a lot of pressure. I used to have to do double work and stuff, but yeah, not to brag or anything, but I was the baddest girl in my school.
Okay.
And the girl before me hated me for that, but it was so funny because I was always so quiet and humble. It never got to my head. I literally didn't care. It's like, I will show up to my practice, I'll show up to the track meets, I will run, I will win, and I just go about my day. Like,
but it's funny that you say that, you know, you were the fastest in school, because, but you're already given that connotation, or you're low-key already given that title because
I'm Jamaican.
You know, it's like honestly, if you're not the fastest, so run. You know?
Yeah.
And I'm gonna be honest, at my school I wasn't the fastest. But I was on the track team, right?
Yeah.
But people will automatically assume that I am just because of my heritage. Like, just because, oh, you're Jamaican, you must be fast then. You have to be.
Have to. But you know, let's be clear, we always produce the fastest sprinter.
We do.
In every Olympic.
We do.
Even when, what's that guy that you were telling me?
Tyson.
Even Tyson, he's taking something. Drugs. He's still doing it. Was it Asafa? Was it Asafa Powell at the time?
I with the drugs. Him now win. Me don't know who, but I with the drugs. Him now win. Yeah. So, I mean, what I tell you? The steamed fish and the ackee and the dumpling and the yam and the Irish potato.
Hit up the buzz.
Yeah. What did my say? Steamed fish and okra body. I said, what did you say? Steamed fish and okra body. Steamed fish and okra body. Hey. It make your body tough. Uh-uh. It make your body strong. No, it's true.
Okay.
It make your body strong, and that's how we can all these carbs. I will say this. a Jamaican's diet has so much carbs, and I didn't realize that until like this year when I was trying to cut out carbs out of my diet.
Right.
Dumpling. We eat fried dumpling, boiled dumpling, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And then you have rice. And then you have rice and peas. And then you have yam. And it's just like, yo, so much carbs, and I think that is what actually helps us to be the fastest or be the strongest in a competition or whatever the case may be. Yeah. We're just determined, and then the food, the way I eat, then I make it no better.
I think we're great entertainers as well, not only in, you know, the Olympics and stuff like that, but remember how to say something on The Voice.
Who? Tessanchin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, we're great singers, we're great dancers.
Yes.
We know what it's like to, you know, do. I think we know what it's, I think we have a great work ethic, you know?
Oh, yeah, we know what it's like to work hard.
Yeah, we know what it's like to not have anything. And so, you know, we always, I think it is always put out our best and just give it our best shot, and you know, we don't really see any other option but to succeed,
but to win. But to win,
no, that's other what option. We're doing.
And you know, I don't think that's a bad trait to have.
No,
I don't think it's a bad trait to have at all, because we see, like, for example, Spice, who she is now on Love and Hip Hop, and that's one of the reality shows, you know, that a lot of people watch.
It's popular over here.
Very, very popular. But she sees, she realized her opportunities, and she you know, she go and she take it. And now she and her two pitney them there up here. I know, to the point where she all have man. And she in Mexico with a man. And I said, watch Rasta.
You're talking about that restaurant in Atlanta. And she live in Atlanta too.
Right. And she live in Atlanta. She have her house in Atlanta.
Big up
who Spice. Else, you know, but not telling, who else do you know? Like, she, when I look at her, I'm saying this is the ultimate boss chick.
She is the boss.
She is. Because then she have her clothing line. Gracie Noir, and then she have our show up on YouTube. You know, our show Spice It Up,
yes,
on YouTube.
Lashes and hair,
and then she have our hair, lashes, and makeup. Hey. When I see go getters, that is who that's a prime example of somebody that, like, let me not tell you, that is a prime example of who of somebody that, like, I strive to be like, because she see the opportunity and she nah make it left her. The opportunity that nah left me. Me I go with it.
Yeah.
I know she's up on TV, so I want you know.
Big up Grace Hamilton, aka Spice, aka worst song name here.
Yes, I saw me like it. Bring your body. That's how everybody know that song there. Everybody know that song.
Yeah.
Cool it, cool it down.
Yes, Spice.
So thank you guys for watching Foreign AF. Our Jamaican proverb of the day is, me come here for drink milk, me no come here for count coal. And that's just a reminder that I'm here on business. I'm here to take things serious. Me no day for skylark or waste time.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's just kind of like, you're focused on what you're doing and you know exactly what you want. So, you know, you don't have time to even be distracted. Like, you're going, you're tunnel vision, and you know exactly what you're doing.
Exactly. Just like Miss Grace Hamilton.
Yes. These are bad.
She come here for drink milk. She don't come here for coke.
She come American. She not count no coke.
She not count no coke. She not drop no catch. Every opportunity to do it, that she grab it. What a Gracie.
Well, thank you guys for tuning in to Foreign AF.